The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit, just to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can call us at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Angelina Diana, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We have a Holidays Past event coming up on Saturday, December 14th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and this will be a wonderful evening of spirit communication. The event will be held in Smithtown, New York, and the mediums participating in this event will be certified mediums Gina Simone and Joseph Peretta. So if you happen to be in that area, be sure to check that out. And our holiday raffle is coming up on December 23rd, and with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. The mediums participating in this raffle are Janet Nahavik, Joanne Gerber, Dustin Livers, Bobby Allison, and our guest tonight, Angelina Diana. So be sure to get your raffle tickets. And finally, our Winter Grief Retreat. This is scheduled for the weekend of January 10th through the 12th. We're going to be back in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. So if you were not able to attend the summer retreat in Chester, Connecticut, you can head on down to Florida this January. I will be one of the facilitators there, along with my colleagues, certified mediums Renata Santarelli, as well as our guest tonight, Angelina Diana. And our featured facilitator will be Dr. Piero Calvi Parisetti. And I actually have a special offer for you tonight. So if you would like to attend our Winter Grief Retreat, go to our website, register for the event, and just plug in this promo code, Messages2019. Messages2019, and you're going to receive $50 off per person. It's a great value. This offer cannot be combined with any other promo code or to any reservations that were already made. So make your reservations today because the early bird rates also end on December the 9th. And these events do tend to fill up quickly. For more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get to our show for tonight. Excuse me. We'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few moments, and I'm going to introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Angelina Diana, and in addition to her work as an evidential psychic medium, Angelina has been a popular radio host and newscaster for many years, including for this show, for Mediums and Messages. And in addition to her many guest appearances on TV and also on radio, you can currently listen to Angelina every other Friday morning at 9 a.m. on KISS 95.7 FM. Now, along with her work with the Forever Family Foundation, Angelina was also certified as a research medium through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program with Dr. Gary Schwartz. And we're always happy to have her back on the show with us. Hi, Angelina. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's such an honor to be here.
We love having you on this show, and you're no stranger to this.
Oh,
so
thank you.
It's always good to have you back here. So listen, we have a few minutes to chat before we have to go to our phone lines. And I wanted to ask you about something, because you have such a varied background. And I'm so curious, after so many years of like being a radio show host, you were a newscaster, I'm really curious how you came to the metaphysical world. In other words, like what grabbed your attention? And I mean, this had to be a big shift for you, yes?
It felt like a big shift at the time. As a child, my grandmother used to read me with a regular deck of playing cards,
okay,
which was kind of a conundrum growing up as a Catholic, because my mom's mom would read me, but then I'd go home and my mother would, you know, make me do the rosary. So it was quite
I
was so, and you know, and I think, you know, Doreen, you know, as a child or even as a young adult, you have a choice, you know, when you get, we all get energy feelings, and we could either go with them or we could be afraid of them. And because of that dichotomy in my family, I feared it. So I blocked it. Very much so. So as a young 15-year-old, I was interested in dentistry. So I worked for the local dentist down the street. And in college, I went to school for dentistry and also was an aerobic instructor to pay the bills. And in my late 20s, I became a radio newscaster. And what really catapulted me into releasing the fear was the morning guy said, "Hey, let's have some psychics and mediums on the show." And at the time, when I was in news in the late 90s, you had to be very credible. And they didn't let me talk about psychic mediumship on the air. But after I got off the air doing the news, I would book these psychics and mediums and we would have talks. Mm-hmm. And I was really very curious with the ones that were very evidential and the ones that were kind of pushing their 800 number too much. Asking too many questions. And I started to study it for myself to make my life better, but also out of curiosity. And by 2000, I was reading friends and families just to see if this tarot card thing or these feelings were real.
So and you were also reading cards as well, not just the spirit work. You were doing cards also?
Right. Well, so what had happened was I was doing it for myself first. I think every medium... Most mediums start out psychic first because all mediums are psychic. And then I started to feel other things. But then this curiosity came to me like, well, okay, I'm getting my validations, but what if I tried to read someone else? And so I did in 2000, and people started to ask for more readings. It was this encouragement. And if I really believed in the energy of that, you know, the evidence, but also, you know, the fear of like, well, is it news or is it mediumship? And I had to trust my gut feelings versus my brain talking me out of it. So that was basically it. And quickly, I also discovered something very interesting too, how we come full circle with things. You know, I remember my dad saying to me, when I told him, "Dad, I think I'm a psychic medium," and my dad was like, "What was interesting is my dad worked for the same company for like 45 years, and he's from Italy, and he was like, Angelina, look, you can have a good pension at a good company, stay there for many years, but you've been an aerobic instructor, you've been a dental assistant, you've been a this, you've been a that," and it made me think, Doreen. I said, you know, What did I learn from dentistry? Well, I learned that I didn't like putting my fingers in people's mouths, but I liked comforting. I liked comforting them, and that's what I use. That's what I use in mediumship, and in aerobic instruction, it wasn't. You know, I didn't like exercising that much, but I like transforming people, and of course, we do that, right? And
in radio,
And in radio, you know, you look at what we're doing now. There's invisible radio waves being set across the internet and the
stratosphere. That'll make you think. Sure.
Yeah, but and you can't see them, but we need a receiver. We need a receiver to receive those. And when we do mediumship, we're receiving invisible energy. So everything that I've done since I'm 15 has led me energetically with the tools to help me do what I'm doing for the last 18 years. So don't ever give up on when you're drawn to something.
No,
even
absolutely.
If it doesn't turn out. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about
what you need.
That.
Yeah. So that.
So you know, I just I had to ask you about that because it's not just a leap like from one career to the other. You know, here you are successful in one field. You know, but this is also a great leap of faith. You know, for anyone who becomes a medium. So good for you. I'm so glad you followed that path. That's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that very
Alrighty,
much.
So we are going to take a quick break. I can't wait to see you again in January. Just a reminder,
it'll be
again,
lovely. Yeah.
Both of us are going to be in Fort Myers, Florida. We're going to be at the Winter Grief Retreat, so be sure to check that out on our website. Now, any quick events or anything you want to mention on your calendar, or should people just go to your website if you have anything else coming up besides that?
Well, I've actually been going into the world of social media, and I do live readings on Instagram, which has really been very, very, the people are just so amazing that come on, not only from Spirit, but from Instagram.
And is that info up on the web, or where do you have that?
You can go to AngelinaDiana.com or you can go to Instagram/psychicmediumAngelinaDiana. I'll be doing one on Saturday.
There we
go. At 9 o'clock. And I would love to have you join me, but I really am looking forward to the grief retreat in January with you. It's going to be a wonderful, healing weekend.
Yeah, very healing. All those events always are.
Wonderful.
Alrighty, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Angelina Diana, and we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. please visit www.winbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Angelina Diana. So we are going to go to our phone lines, and before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that we do like to hear your voice on the air. So I'll call you guys out by name, and just let us know if you'd like to have a connection to Spirit or if you have a question for us. We love taking your questions. So let's get to our first caller. I think we have Aaron calling in from New York. Are you with us, Aaron?
Hi, yes. It's Aaron and her sister Megan. Is that okay
and
to have
Megan.
Two of us?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, we have Aaron and Megan, and I'm assuming you would like to have a connection?
Yes, we would.
You would. All right, I'm going to turn you over to Angelina.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the honor to work with your energy and your loved ones on the other side. It is truly an honor. And as I tune in to, can I hear the other person's voice for a moment that's with you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm
Hi, how are you? Okay, thank you so much. I am feeling a male figure step forward, and he's pacing back and forth. I feel like when he was physically here prior to passing, you had a hard time speaking with him. And I feel like he's pacing back and forth because he's reflecting your energy, not his. He's in peace. So I do feel an older male coming forward. Is Father passed for you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes, it's our Father.
Okay. Try to speak up if you can.
Sorry about that.
I need to hear you.
That's okay. So Dad tells me through his action, now I'm only seeing him, I'm not feeling him or hearing him yet. I'm only getting this vision, and then he corrects me, so he's correcting me with feeling. This is interesting, I don't know what this means yet. But I'm feeling from him that the two of you are playing in your mind over and over again that you did not get to speak to him before he passed. Do you understand this?
Yes. It was,
Don't give me additional information. I don't mean to cut you off, but let's let him give the evidence. No, that's okay. I need to protect the integrity of your reading. Now, I'm seeing and feeling that he's not telling me all this. So through feeling, he's giving me his intention, which tells me that when Dad was here physically, he wasn't one necessarily to explain his actions with words. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's through feeling. So Dad would walk in the room and you would feel his presence or feel, oh, he's in that mood again or he's doing this again, but not with words. And I also want to honor with Dad that he appreciates this is the first thing I'm hearing. And this is not how he would speak here. So this shows me transition when somebody passes. When the physical brain gets weaker, the spirit gets grander. We live oppositely here. Our brain is very, very mind-centric. Our spirit is kind of stuck in there, and we rarely have a psychic or a mediumistic moment. Dad is making me hear that he appreciates This is not how he spoke. The lovely artwork that you put over a bed for him or after he passed. Does this make sense to either of you?
Yes.
The lovely artwork, you understand that. So I want to honor that Dad is validating right off the bat. He can now speak. Now, it doesn't mean he can never talk to you as someone who's bereaved. When loved ones come through for mediums, they come through like a little charade game because I don't know them, and I have to give you specific evidence of personality or how they pass. Interesting to me that Dad's not telling me, making me feel, see, hear, or smell how he passed. He's just speaking about the fact that you didn't get to talk to him. When I get more feelings from him on this, this is because Dad doesn't even know how he passed. He doesn't know what hit him. That's what I'm feeling. So Dad was either impacted or he passed unexpectedly. There's something, I'm not hearing an impact. It's just this feeling of I was here and then I was gone on the other side. Does that make sense to you, ladies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so know that Dad is okay and that he can speak freely to you. There's one more thing that he's showing me, and I don't know the significance of this, but he's showing me the book, and this could be just symbolism, of the color purple, which is it's a very famous book and a show and everything and everything. Is there someone who has a favorite color purple, or he wants to show you the color purple around? Does that make sense to you?
Not that I know of. It could mean
okay.
Something to someone else in our family.
I'll have to leave that with you because unfortunately we have short time together, but I'm seeing Whoopi Goldberg, the color purple. I'm seeing a book. I'm seeing all references to the color purple. So I don't have the time to snake my way to that, but I want to leave that with you. Please email me or the foundation if you validate that. But in the short time that we're together, I'm picking up on Dad's personality. Please know that he's with you. He's always with you, even though the session is over. Please know that he understands your feelings as far as not being able to speak with him and that he did not know what hit him. It was very fast. He was here and gone quickly. I hope that helps you too, ladies, in the short time that we're together.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate. It was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in. All righty, let's get to our next caller. We have Marla calling in from Maryland. Are you with us, Marla?
Yes, I'm here. And there's
hi,
two
welcome
of us.
To the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Angelina, or did you have a question?
Well, there's two of us here. I'm Marla, and there's Chris. And if that's okay, we would like a mini reading for Chris.
For Chris, okay. We need to hear Chris's
uh-huh.
voice. Are you there, Chris?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
You'd like to have a mini reading. I'll turn you right over to Angelina.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi.
I think I need to hear your voice. Know that because there's someone else present, there's a possibility that she might get a message too because I can't make somebody come through for someone. I hope you understand that. I am feeling a female. I feel like this female, when she was here, there were a lot of drugs going through her system. She's actually grateful for the drugs, so I don't think this is recreational. She does make me feel like there's two times, it's all feeling, two times that she has to go through what feels like a trial of pain meds or medication going through her system. I'm hearing an L connection, too. Does any of this make sense, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, I have to honor that through her energy, her intention, it feels very strong to me, is to come through because you're feeling like you misjudged. There was like a slight misjudgment on your part. You're beating yourself up. I'm actually hearing her go, he always beats himself up, and she's giggling. I don't know if that's a joke between the two of you because I don't think that's a funny statement. So I have to separate those two feelings. Her personality in general was very upbeat and positive. Yes?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. Do you understand
yes.
this? Okay. But yes. I can tell you that her caring nature, so this is something I feel about her, through her intention, she's not talking about herself, it's not all about her, is that you've been beating yourself up about these up and down energies when it came to pain control, having drugs in her system. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. There's also a very list-oriented energy about you. She makes me feel and see, not hearing her yet, feel and see that you're the type of person that likes to check things off your list and be very efficient and be very linear about things. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so she knows you. I don't have the honor of knowing you. This proves to me that she knows you, so she's still connected to you, and she's trying to make you see that this linear energy, and, you know, you have to grieve. I'm not trying to say you can just stop grieving off the top of your head, but take moments to go into their world, to connect to them. You have to go into their world, and that's going into that deep, most inner part of you. And what I sense about her is her sensitivity, but her laughter, but her caring about you and trying to break this linear energy about the woulda, shoulda, couldas. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
So I feel like she's coming through to say, take a breath, so that if you go into your deep, most unique way that you loved her in the most deep way, there's no one like you on the planet. There's no one like her on the planet, myself, like Doreen. So there's a uniqueness in how you loved her and she loved you. And it's hard to go to those places if you're grieving. But she's making me feel deeply that if you can just take a breath from the list, from the linear, the woulda, shoulda, couldas, and step into the unique way you loved her, you're going to see her rhythm of energy around you more. She's also talking about organ music or playing the piano. I'm hearing first very spiritual music. You have a connection to a church and an organ player?
A piano player.
Okay, so I'm off by the type of music, but I'm also hearing violin and cello, and I'm hearing some Bach pieces. There has to be someone connected to her and you, she and you, that they appreciate the classical music. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and Bach in particular. I don't know if you've ever heard of Yo-Yo Ma's Bach suites that he did as a solo 12-piece movement. I'm particularly hearing that. I don't know if that resonates with you. She's making me hear that. She feels very musical, very classical, very beautiful, the music that she's sending you right now. Does this resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so she's sending that to you, and to me that's a very comforting thing. She in personality was very a healing energy, very empathic towards others, and a very comforting person by nature, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, and so I'm sensing her personality through that. Rather than she talking about her pain, she's bringing you comfort. I hope you can see that in the evidence that she's bringing through. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time, but I do feel she to be the main one coming through. Gravitate towards the uniqueness of how you connected to her. Sometimes I know it's a very emotional thing. Music is a very uplifting thing, but when you're grieving, it can be very painful to hear music that's connected. But when you feel strong enough, gravitate towards the piano, in particular, Bach. So I hope that helps you in the short time that we're together.
Thank you.
Angelina,
okay.
Thank you. And her name started with an L. And that piano player, my dad, and he's also deceased. And they were
there we go.
They were not together, but that was very, very close. So thank you.
Okay.
Well, I hope it helped you in the short time that we're together.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Take good care.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for calling into the show. All righty, let's get to our next caller. We have Becky calling in from Virginia. Are you with us, Becky?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
I'd like to have a connection to spirit.
Okay.
Oh, Becky, okay. I'm feeling three people around you in the short time that we're together, so bear with me. First thing I'm feeling is a female coming through. Mother has passed for you?
Yes.
She's bringing through another woman with her who has they've got different personalities, but they're coming through together as related. So I don't know if this is an aunt or a good friend that feels like a sister to your mom, because they're very close. Mm-hmm. But your mom comes to me very spiritually, religiously spiritual in her heart. The woman with her is very strong, brassy, if you will. Do you understand the personalities that I'm picking up on?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I do.
It's the brassy woman, I know you're from Virginia, and I do have, my mind is always, when I think of Virginia, I think of Patsy Cline. but I just can't. That's just a part of my heart. But she's got a similar Patsy Cline kind of energy, very ahead of her time, very brassy, very singular in how she lived her life. Does that make sense to you, that part?
I think so, yes.
Okay, I need, and when I connect to your mom's energy, she's making me smell apples and lilacs. Mother was very good at either cultivating her own apples and lilacs. That's what I'm smelling. Mom was very good at either growing, working with, or enjoyed those two things. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she tells me that you've recently had this urge to become more earthy with the ground, or more homespun, or going back to nature. Do you understand that?
Yes, very much.
Mm-hmm. Mom is taking credit for that. You know, what's so interesting to me, Becky, is when my mom passed, I was not the best cook in the world. My mother could cook everything. And when my mom passed, she kept on bringing me into the kitchen. And even though I'm not the best cook like my mom, I'm a better cook. So I believe that through things like passion, like cooking, sewing, earthy type of things, we go inward into that inner life. We have an outer life and an inner life. Spirit mm-hmm. can bring us to those places, and she's taking credit for saying, I'm making you feel more earthy. I'm bringing you to mm-hmm. those places. So when you have that urge again, if you're so moved yourself, talk to your mom and have her show you an additional personal sign along with those feelings, because I feel very strongly mom's intention is to come through to help you recognize those things. Now, mom either had a stroke or difficulty speaking prior to passing. She makes my left side feel very weak. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
Okay. And I feel like it's almost like her way of saying, look, you know, I couldn't talk to you, but I talked to you anyway, meaning her spirit, even when she was still physically here and not doing well, because of the constitution of who your mother is. You know, this other woman with her is strong, brassy on the outside. Your mother is just as strong spiritually, isn't she? Who she was as a woman.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
So.
And, mm-hmm. and it's
very
her way of showing me, like, when somebody's physical life passes, their spirit, if they've cultivated it here in a beautiful way, like your mom makes me feel, it's like triple on the other side. It's like she's like graduated already in her physical body. So it's like, and so she's saying to many things. And one thing that is clear is that even when she lost her ability to speak, because of the constitution of how she lived her life here in the physical world, while she was dealing with this, you could still understand what she was saying. Because of who she was mm-hmm. as a woman. You understand this?
Yes, very much.
It's such a beautiful thing that she's making me feel. I'm almost brought to tears myself because of the extraordinary spiritual constitution of who she was as a woman, that even through the knock of losing her speech, she kept that strength. That's so beautiful. I feel like coming up past the holidays, January and February are particularly difficult months for you. Did she pass then? The first of the year? Hold on, don't say but.
Someone else did.
Okay, that's the third person. So, okay, we don't have a lot of time. I felt three in the beginning, so Mom and her generosity is validating that person. Although I have to tell you, Mom is the main one coming through. But I feel like it's Mom's understanding of what you're feeling as evidence to say, I know that January and February are difficult for you. I know it's hard. And she ushers in the third person. I can't say that I'm hearing from that third person. It doesn't mean that they're not there. But right. I want you not to lean on your own understanding of connecting with this third person. What I'd love you to do is connect to your mom's spirituality when you get off the phone here and continue the conversation and say, Mom, thank you for that spirituality and helping me know that this strange medium that I don't know understands what you're saying by saying that January and February are difficult. And please give me the spirituality to lean on the understanding of spirit so I can communicate with that third person. Please know they're all together. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But I hope that helps you evidentially to know that your loved ones are with you, Becky.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wish you all the best in your navigating group. God bless you, too.
Okay. Thank you
very much. Thank you so much for calling into the show. All righty. We're going to take a very quick break.
Okay.
We'll get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. And don't forget, guys, you can check out Angelina's work on the web. You'll find her at angelinadiana.com. So be sure to check that out. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631 425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Angelina Diana. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Expedia, Lord & Taylor, Old Navy, QuickBooks, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All righty, let's get back to our guest tonight is Angelina Diana, and we have a couple of more calls we can get to, so let's do that right now. I think we have Allie calling in from Alabama. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Allie. Welcome to the show. Did you want to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I think I just like a connection.
A connection. All right, try to speak up a little bit louder, and I'm going to turn you over to Angelina.
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
The first thing that I'm feeling with you is a male figure comes through along with a dog. So I've got two spiritual energies coming through. The male figure, to me, makes me feel like he's on Dad's side of the family. Is grandfather passed on Dad's side?
No, ma'am.
Well, I have to honor what feels like a father-like figure coming through. So keep on hearing Dad, 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 and I feel a male. So I don't know exactly relationship-wise, then, how this falls with you, but I can tell you the dog is very significant. I feel like he liked dogs. I feel like he feels a connection to dogs, so to keep on sensing,
yes,
and feeling. So I have to honor what feels like an older male to you that felt like a father figure to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Don't make it fit. If it does not make sense, please say no. Because I can misinterpret.
The dog makes sense.
The dog makes sense. Okay. Be honest, because I want to do my best for you. I am definitely feeling a male. I'm not getting a relationship, but I do feel a strong human there. The dog is coming through along with them. I can tell you that this very looming figure that feels like they were parental towards you but older definitely makes me feel like they passed very quickly and unexpectedly. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I do also want to honor what looks to be, this looks like a journal to me. You must like writing and expressing your feelings down in words. Is that correct?
No, ma'am.
Then I have to honor the journal or the words that were written by this particular loved one that has passed, that people are either looking at or trying to draw on for feelings. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like I'm not getting clearly how this person is related to you in title, but I feel their energy to be very loving towards animals. I feel like they passed unexpectedly. I feel like they want to bring attention to the words that they wrote and how it expresses their feelings. Also coming with them feels like a younger female that's passed. Do you have a sibling that's passed?
Yes.
Okay, I have to honor female in energy. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so she's coming through along with the male and the dog. Now, the sibling, and I'm very sorry for your loss because I can hear that you're getting upset. And that's normal and it's natural. Grief is something that we never heal. We just learn to manage and we have to endure it. So thank you for being here. I know it's hard when you're emotional, but I do feel your sibling. I do feel your sister. I do feel that her passing, there's still question marks connected, and the family is still scrambling to get answers. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, she knows this. I don't know this. She knows this. And I feel like she has a similar looming, when I say looming, it's very, very strong energy, but not with words, as the male. So it would be very interesting to me if you can check with your family to see if they know of a male figure that has a similar personality. Do you know what the word aloof means? Aloof, it almost means like aloof. It's this feeling of I'm connected to you and then I'm not. I come into your life, yes, and then I kind of scurry away. Do you understand that?
Yes.
That's your sister's personality, correct?
Yes.
And so is another male in the family. They're coming through together. I don't feel like they really knew each other well, but they're part of the family. Similar personality. So it's pretty fair to say that your sister, being female, sometimes acted a lot like a male, right? Very strong,
yes,
kind of bossy.
Yes.
Yeah, but bossy almost like I say my words and then I leave for a while, and then I come back and I'm all nice, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm picking up on her personality. I can tell you that she knows very much that when you are about ready to go to sleep, I'm hearing this, and she's telling me to be very gentle with you. She wasn't a gentle person here all the time, but when she passed, everything that made her tough with you died with the physical body. That's the brain, okay? You need to know that because you have some memories of her where she was tough on you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And she's kind of coming through kind of aloof a little bit with her personality, but also to say sorry. But I know when you're sleeping at night, you're thinking of that. So before you go to bed, your mind kind of races with the negative thoughts of your sister, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So she's coming through to go, I'm sorry. Now, do you know why sometimes spirit talks about being with you before you go to sleep? The reason is as you go to sleep, your mind has a choice.
it starts to tear away a little bit in a good way by the physical body, because you're actually going into a slumber of sleep and your brain shuts off for a little while. And that's why we can feel spirit sometimes more before we go to bed, because our brain is shutting down. So the reason why your sister is coming, she's always with you, but she's commenting on this part of the night, is because she knows she has this chance to communicate with you. Because during the day, honey, you are either busy or you're distracted, or grief can do that too, and I feel for you because of that. But she's saying, I know before you go to bed, it catches up with you. Your mind races a lot about how I was mean to you or how I'd be bossy. I'm sorry for that. Try to put that out of your mind, because those thoughts, unfortunately, will be with you during the day, because grief will creep up on you, right? You'll be doing something, and all of a sudden grief comes up and catches you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So she's saying, before you go to bed at night, stop thinking about that bad part of my personality, and let's remember the nice times. Now, she's showing me a particular lake. Would the two of you go fishing as a kid? Kids? Fishing?
No.
Okay, I don't know where this lake area... I'm smelling fish. I don't know what this means. I'm smelling fish, but I'm seeing water. I'm seeing a beautiful lake type of area. Did you grow up near a body of water or a lake, or have a memory of vacationing every summer near the water?
No.
Okay,
no,
I don't know what this means.
Just went to the beach.
Okay, so maybe she's talking about now. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but I need to honor the calmness of that and the solitude of that. She's correcting me in her bossy way. She goes, no, go speak to our parents. We used to go to a lake. So I don't know what this means. Talk to your parents about it. See if it makes sense there, because she's making me stick by her words. But that doesn't mean that she wasn't with you at the beach either. So in the short time that we're together, I have three spirits coming through: a dog, a male that very much, I don't think you know, but your parents know, that matches the personality of your sister. She's bringing you compassion, which she had a hard time doing here because she's very aloof. But she knows that the family still has questions. And those questions, unfortunately, can't be answered in the short time that we're together. But I hope you see the evidence of your sister's personality coming through and that she's still with you. I hope that helps you, dear.
Yes, thank you.
Take good Alrighty. Care of yourself.
Okay, Allie, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I do hope that it helps just a tiny bit. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe how fast this hour goes.
It does, I know.
It just speeds by, and we are just about out of time. But I would like to thank our guest, Angelina Diana, for joining us this evening. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We love having you on here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And if our listeners would like more information about your work, or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, the best way is through the website?
It is, AngelinaDiana.com.
Okay. And I would also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for our newsletter. You'll be able to check out all of the wonderful events that we host. And just a reminder, next Thursday evening, there will be no broadcast on Signs of Life Radio, as we wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving. Be sure to come back the week after. Signs of Life will be back on the air the following Thursday on December 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So we hope you'll tune in for the show then. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.